Well, in our last very exciting episode, Hollywood director Daryl Fanning's company of players was en route to Africa for the filming of King Chicken when their single-engine biplane stopped in midair and fell into the ocean.
Is everybody here? We all of the above?
And Daryl, Daryl.
The winged warrior here, Daryl.
Miss Hellfinger here.
And the commissioner?
Commissioner.
Immediately following Ms. Hellfinger's daring rescue of the commissioner, Daryl Fanning announced that he was abandoning his plans to film King Chicken in Darkest Africa.
How does Life Raft grab you as a title?
Well, this exciting screen story on the high seas was almost underway when Ms. Hellfinger noticed something very peculiar about the Life Raft.
We're sitting in a small pond in a very big island.
Not in the least discouraged by this development, Director Fanning quickly announced another change of plan.
Treasure Island is all always been a favorite of mine. Therefore, it is my feeling.
However, lines were not even memorized for this all-time classic when a small Coast Guard vessel suddenly appeared off the leeward end of the island.
All right, let's get aboard, everybody. Got a lot of work to do.
Oh, gee, Winged Warrior. Imagine you and me together in a musical.
I think Anchors Away is a swell title, too.
And several days later, as the cast was about to do a run-through of their comedy adventure drama, Miss Hellfinger again noticed something very peculiar.
Where's the commissioner?
Well, after a lengthy discussion with the Coast Guard officers, the entire cast assembled its luggage on the vessel's main deck and...
Okay, into the life rafts, everybody.
Where do you think he might have fallen off, Daryl?
I think it's that way, girls.
Oh, gosh, I've never even rowed a boat before.
Just keep your eye on Miss Hellfinger. She rows good.
Now, life raft is the story of a group of people adrift on the high sea.
Well, before Director Fanning could finish the barest outline of the high sea adventure, the entire cast was surprised by the sudden arrival of a Polish U-boat carrying the commissioner.
And now, Captain, I wonder if I could discuss with you the filming of a real U-boat story performed by the actual officers and crew of a Polish U-boat who lived their lives on the sea.
A U-boat story can give us some really neat dialogue. Suppose there's an Italian couple and she says,
"Is that a U-boat?"
And he answers,
"Oh, no, that's not on my boat."
And another thing, for those of you not nautically minded, a Polish U-boat is a Polish luxury liner that won't float.